Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about American women. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, the world is falling apart, but yet these stupid skanks like playing their stupid little games. Yes, the other day I had a chick Snapchat me that I haven't talked to her in forever. Yeah, and then she says, hello. So I say, hey, what's up? And hasn't responded. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with this dumb bitch? I stopped talking to you because you're fucking being stupid. And then you talk to me again in more retardation. And the funny thing is, she's named just like my mom. Fun times indeed. Oh yeah, and speaking about fun times, look at this dumb bitch. Yeah, she's all pissed off because she was hanging out with this one dude that she was actually having a good time with, and then the guy started opening his mouth, and look what happens. Enjoy.
I'm currently on my way home from a date. First day of 2026. And I have no problems posting this because he told me he doesn't have TikTok. And honestly,
oh, hell no. Women don't give a fuck. When they're pissed off at you, they'll fucking talk shit to you. They'll do all kinds of things against you. So yeah, this bitch doesn't have no problem. Even if the dude did have TikTok or whatever, she wouldn't give a fuck. She wants the guy to know that he's a piece of shit. Yeah, because women want to attack and destroy because they think us men, we're just fucking losers and retards. That we're there to serve them. Yeah, just like a Jewish person, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Even if he did, I wouldn't give a fuck if he saw this. Because this man decided to psychoanalyze everything about me.
Let me guess, the guy actually hit the nail on the head and you didn't like that. Oh yes, I've done that to a chick before because I got tired of her bullshit. Yeah, women think that they know everything, that they could do anything, and there is no consequences. No, sweetheart, you do something and shit's gonna happen, so fuck you, bitch. Women don't like to be accountable of anything, but enjoy.
Everything. He and I met in the wild. We met playing kickball. And we had a really great...
It's elementary, my dear Watson. These dumbasses must have met at grade school, huh? Yeah, they were playing kickball. What the fuck? You're little kids now? Jesus, you act like a little kid, but fuck. Women think because they have hair on their pussy that they're fucking adults, but no, you still act like a little kid. And yes, friends, we want to fuck these stupid bitches. Why? Because the thirst. Learn to control your thirst, friends, and you don't have to be dealing with this shit. I know it's hard. God only knows how hard it is, but you have to. You must master this skill. If not, you're going to keep getting fucked over and over again. Just saying.
Great time, and I was like, oh my god, he's like kind of cute, and like we were having fun. So we decided to go on a date. So we did. And as the date's going on, we're having a lovely time. I'm having a great time. But then he starts getting a little drunker.
Oh, let me guess, that's when you found out your Prince Charming is a chud. He turned into a big ass fucking brute, and oh no, he broke your fucking persona of the guy, yeah, huh? Yes, friends, this is what happens to this lady. She thought she found a 10, and she found out she had a fucking 0. And oh no, heaven forbid! Yes, now this bitch is all mad and angry and talking shit, even though it's her fault, but whatever, let's continue.
And that's when the truth starts to really come out. And he was like, psychoanalyze me.
Yes, maybe this guy got tired of your shit and all the dumb stuff that you do. And then he started drinking, so that's when his inhibitions went down and he just said, fuck it, and he just let you have it. Yeah, you're fucking stupid, lady. You think because you're pretty, people put up with your shit, but fuck off. We don't want that. Continue.
And he was like, I bet you're on anxiety meds. And I was like, Yeah, I am. Like, how'd you come to that conclusion?
Let me guess, because throughout the date, you were doing stupid shit and annoying the guy, and the guy was drinking, so, you know, your inhibitions go lower, so he just said, fuck it. Yes, and he pegged, said you were in anxiety meds. Yeah, you probably got molested when you were a kid. Yeah, you got fucked by your coach, and who knows what other fucking things are in your past. Yeah, do you want to be with this fucking basket case? I don't. Yes, I met with a bitch like this. Yeah, do you know once upon a time I actually was with a preacher's daughter? Yeah, pastor's daughter. And guess what happened? She was a whore. She's still a whore. I actually found her fucking swinging. Yes, that's why I had these fucked up views about women. Someone that's so beautiful and innocent, supposed to be an angel. angel. Try not to be a raging whore and a demon. So, no, friends, you be careful with these females. Just because they look pretty doesn't mean that they are nice. No, they're demons. Just saying.
Like, you just give those vibes. He was like, you're clearly a very sheltered person. You're clearly somebody who thinks you know everything and, like, has seen the world, but you haven't known. You don't know anything.
Yes, most people are just weak little bitches, and when you actually do something, you barely touch them, they start freaking out like the losers that they are. So yes, that's what most people are nowadays, weak-ass losers, and treat them accordingly, just saying.
And then he just starts going on and on and on about all the things that he's decided about me.
Yeah, this bitch is pissed off because the guy was talking shit to her and rejected her. Yeah, we think she's so angry. Women can't handle rejection. And look how obsessed she is. Yeah, that's what you do. You deny a woman and now her pussy's all fucking wet for you. And she's angry because does not compute. Yeah, she said, oh, I'm so pretty. All men need to throw themselves at me. And then they get the ick. But he said, oh, you're gross. Goodbye. Like, you don't want me? You don't want me? Yes, that's how these women are. They're nothing but giant children, so treat them accordingly, right? Well, let's continue.
In 2 hours, he's decided all of this about me. To make me feel bad about myself? I have no idea.
Oh, what happened, lady? Yeah, you want him wanting you, but instead he left you wanting him. Too bad, lady. You're not getting into his pants. Accept that. You're not God's gift to men. Yes, that's what it is. You don't like it. Rejection. Ooh, gotta love it. I know you don't, but too bad. So sad. Better luck next time. Next.
And he was like, then trying to question me, oh, how many relationships have you been in? I'm like, this is none of your business. He's like, I bet you've been in a lot of situationships, but don't ever have a boyfriend.
Yes, these women want you to go towards them like they're the prize. But no, friends, they are not the prize. All they do is cause fucking trouble. So you gotta go your own way and find your own path. Yes, because there's nothing in life that's worth this fucking bullshit. Do your own thing, because if you don't, you're gonna fall for anything. Just saying.
And I was like, wow, you really just have me all figured out. So we're starting the year off really strong, and I wish I could, like, make this funny.
Sorry, sweetheart, women are not funny. You should leave the jokes to the men, like me. Yeah, because I'll make fun of you, of your diseased pussy, and all the dumb shit that you do. Yeah, nobody wants to eat that fucking rotting cooter of yours. It's all full of disease. So let's continue.
But at this point, like, it's not funny. It's just mean. It's just mean.
Oh, fuck you, lady. It's okay for women to be mean and shit to men, but when a guy says something, it's the end of the world. You women do all kinds of shit, but you don't give a fuck. Yeah, look at this lovely lady. She thought she could do whatever the hell she wants and she could treat cops like shit, and then she gets her prize. Let's find out, right?
Okay, let's put me under arrest.
I'm not arresting you now.
Hey.
Uh-oh, it looks like she found the hidden boss in this level. Oh yes, lady, you wanted to fuck around and now you're gonna find out. Now you see why women are fucking stupid, especially American women. If you don't live in this country, this is the type of bitches you'll meet here. I don't know what kind of chicks you have in your neck of the woods, but god damn it, this is the shit that I have here. And yeah, do you want to stick your dick in crazy? Yeah, it's fun to play with, but fucking A, the aftermath. The aftermath. Enjoy.
Now you're okay. Under arrest.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Ooh, this bitch is feisty. I bet she'd be a good fuck. But that's all she'd be good for, because I doubt if she'll cook or clean. Hell, if you get her pregnant, she'll probably end up eating the baby. Enjoy.
For battery, police officer.
Okay, can I put this in the front? Because I have a back issue.
No.
Oh, so the bitch has back problems. Oops, well, I guess you shouldn't have fucked around with this cop. Now you're gonna get it. Enjoy.
No, I have a back issue.
You are under. Stop resisting.
I have a back issue. Okay. It's a brain disease. I can't.
It's too late, bitch. You're pregnant now. Now you're gonna have this fucking Down syndrome baby. So yeah, you wanted to fuck around, and then you got this fucking thing popping out. So what are you gonna do, lady? Yes, this shit's in your future now. Enjoy getting fucked in prison. Yes, people find their true love, right? What the fuck, man? Is this bitch in the movie Screamers? Yeah, that's a good movie, by the way. You should see it. Well, yeah, this chick is fucking screaming her fucking lungs out like a fucking mad person. Yeah, you wanted to fuck around. Remember you said let's do this thing? And now you got buyer's remorse? You dumb fucking bitch. Why you fucking do stupid shit if you can't handle the fucking kitchen, right? They say don't play in the kitchen or the fire or whatever. And this is what you get. Yes, people don't like this, but you lovely ladies don't fucking know when to quit. You do stupid shit, so this is a feature you do when you fuck around, so enjoy.
Okay,
relax.
I can't.
Well, here's an idea for you guys. Why don't you take out your baton and hit it in the fucking back? Yeah, maybe you hit her so hard they'll put it right back into place and her back won't hurt no more. Hey, I've done that before. And hell, it works. Oh, and remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusions, so you should be hitting people. Yeah, you could defend yourself. Just don't hurt people. So, yeah. Anyways, let's continue.
I'm on my phone relaxers. I have lidocaine.
Can you call?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have lidocaine. I use it myself. Hell, you can even get injections of that stuff. So yeah, there's nothing special with that lady, so I think you're pulling a fast one. But they're pulling you, huh? So enjoy.
Relax, Miss Thorne.
Back issue.
Okay.
You're not letting me.
Just relax, and then we'll get it all taken
relax.
Care of.
Well, it looks like you went to a stupid casino and you won yourself a stupid prize. Yeah, you did that all by your lonesome. So who is there to blame? The cops for arresting you or you for starting the arresting process? So, yeah. Enjoy, dumb bitch.
Okay. I don't want to be raped.
You're not being raped.
You're all recorded.
Women with their fucking rape fantasies. What's up with that shit? Yeah, women like fucking danger. And when you give it to them, it's too much. Yeah, this lovely lady fucking wanted to act all fucking stupid. And she got her ass arrested. And now she's fucking crying in a fucking rape? You're stupid, lady. You're gonna get worse than that. Enjoy.
Okay.
That's just me right here.
Please stop! Please! Please, I will do anything. I'll just go home. I'm sorry. Please stop.
Okay, stop resisting and give me your arm.
Please.
You see how stupid women are? What kind of a basket case they are? And these are the ones here in America. Like I said, I don't know how they are in your neck of the woods, but fucking A, man, they're insane. Yeah, I suspect all women are fucking stupid. That's why women don't deserve rights, because all they do is stupid shit and they fuck things up. Look at the world, it's all falling apart. It's because of women. Oh, and don't forget the Jews, but this story is about women. Yes, friends. This is the things we have to deal with. But all you gotta do is just become stronger. And then when the world does turn into shit, and we survive this shit by whatever miracle, then we get to repopulate and be the men that we're supposed to be. But not before, friends. Yeah, the world is fucked. But it is what it is. So get your money straight, get skills, and level up, friends, because the world is shit. And yeah, if we don't help each other to survive, we're all gonna get fucked. Remember, together we stand, divided we fall. So don't be those fucking lamoids. Let's make this world better. Yes, what other things we have to do, right? We've been born in this fucking era, so we just gotta pull through and make things work. Because if we don't, we're gonna die. And I don't wanna die like this. If my life ends like this, it's gonna be fucking gay and lame. Yes, if I'm gonna die, I at least want it to mean something. Well, anyways, you guys be awesome. I got shit to do. And you guys are best. Goodbye.
I was in college, I dated a very traditional Christian man who asked me at one point, how do you feel about after you graduated, we just immediately got married and you were a stay-at-home wife and you didn't have to work? I was honestly offended by that question because I was so passionate about this thing that I was getting a degree in that I was just so eager to enter the workforce and do this thing that I loved and get money for it. Fast forward to today, I've graduated, we broke up, I'm now working in the profession of the thing that I got a degree in, and I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm dying.